你哋收听紧嘅系葡萄树传媒 ymedia.org。
Let's pray together how to become a good intercessor。
下面这三句话，我们一起把它读完来，请。如何成为一个好的代祷者？首先，你必须知道怎样为自己祷告。代祷是什么意思？代祷就是站在别人的位置，代替他。
Amen。There are different kinds of prayers. Today we are going to concentrate and see how we can talk a little things about intercession. Intercessory prayer is completely different from any other kind of prayer. The frequency and the level for intercession is different from prevailing prayer and warfare prayer and prayer of faith, kind of.You must know how to pray for yourself first. You cannot intercede for somebody else if you don't know how to pray. You must have a prayer life. What do we mean by intercession? To intercede means standing on behalf ofSomebody, taking a place of somebody else. Like what Jesus did for us. He took our place. He was made sin. He who knew no sin. And then he died for us. He said, Father, don't count this as a sin unto them.I take their punishment so they can be free. Now take this example. You are supposed to go to jail for 5 years. And on your way to jail, and then they open the door, and you're about to enter for 5 years. Someone run in and say, excuse me?I will take your place. You go back. I become the prisoner for 5 years. That's what it means, intercession. So it's not just 5 minutes microwave prayer. It's more than a 5 minutes microwave. Let's see, talk about Jesus shortly, how he interceded for us.Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Can we read together? Wherefore he is able also to save them. Why is Jesus able to save us? To the utmost that come unto God by himself. So, the word him is always himself. That's Jesus himself. Since he even lived to make intercession for them. Jesus lived to make. Now look at the word make, a process.Now let's begin to explain the word make. The word make comes from a manufacturing department. To produce something. I want to make cake. There is a process. You bring the flour. And then so many things.Egg, act together, turn around, and different things, and you allow it to rise a little bit. You put in the oven, and you must not allow it to be too long or too short. It must be timing, a process. So Jesus, now look at the word, make intercession for us. So he made before and he's making now. He continues to make intercession for us. If you read through a lot of scriptures about Jesus, he's standing at the right hand of the Father. He's standing at the right hand, Romans 8:34. He intercedes for us at the right hand of the Father. Now, let's get back to this Hebrews first. Let's say when Jesus was physically here on earth, he was interceding for us. The past. And that's what they say, he make intercession for us in the process. He's still making. And then he went to heaven. What is he doing? He's at the right hand of the Father. What is he doing? This is man, this is God, and this is man. He's standing on behalf of man to God, trying to cross the bridge. So he's the best intercessor. And when you look at his life, he lived to intercede. He continued to intercede. Why does he do that? Because he is the best. No one can intercede like Jesus. And then there's something he said. For you to be an effective intercessor, he said, you have to have the mind of Christ. He said, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. The mind of intercession. So Jesus went interceding for us. Why? There are daily problems, daily challenges of life that you say, Lord, I need help. Jesus said, I'm your helper. I'm right here, the right hand of the Father. I am interceding for you. No matter what you are going through now, no matter what you will go through, I'm going to intercede for you. Remember that when Jesus came, he had two natures. 100% God, 100% man. So he can feel the same weakness and feel, have the same feeling about with the way we feel. You said, Jesus, you don't know what it means to be hungry. Say, I know what it means to be hungry. I was here. I understand. Say, you don't know what it means to be persecuted. He said, I was here. I was persecuted. You don't know what it means to be falsely accused. Jesus said, you know what? I was accused by religious leaders, not even unbelievers. Amen. So Jesus is not interceding from no knowledge. He's interceding from his own experience. You see, if you had a problem before and you interceded and God brought you out of the trouble, when somebody have a problem and it comes for you to intercede for, you understand what it means. You've been there before. You can intercede from the experience. I've been there. I know what it means to have to go through pains. So you can intercede with passion. Why? Because you have experience. We are going to do a lot of jumping because the time is very short. What do I need to become a good intercessor? Number one, you should have a good personal prayer life. It is compulsory. If you look at our Xinghua Lai book, you find a page called the banking prayer. I mean, you cannot teach people to bank prayer if they don't know how to pray for 5 minutes. So you cannot intercede for somebody else if you don't know how to pray. And then intercession, you must have a personal prayer life, not the congregational prayer life now. As an intercessor, you must have a prayer life. If you don't have a prayer life, you cannot be a good intercessor. There are tremendous benefits of being an intercessor. But let's look at what we need. Number two, you need to have a lovely, you have to be a loving person. You have to have love for people. Because if you don't have love for people, how can you intercede for someone you don't care? You have love. You are a loving person. Oh, she's a lovely person. He's a lovely person. If you don't have love, how can you intercede for somebody when he's in pain? So you must have love. If you don't have love in your heart for somebody else, you cannot intercede for somebody. You can pray, but you cannot intercede. Why? Intercession takes more time. It takes more energy. It needs a lot of concentration. It needs a lot of focus. It needs a lot of patience. It needs a lot of perseverance. So intercession is not just, oh, lift me up in prayers. It's different. But intercession is go deeper than that. Number three, you must be a merciful person. Merciful heart. Jesus said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. You see, if you do, you're not a merciful person, how can you intercede for somebody when they are in problems, when they are in need? So it takes a merciful heart to intercede. You need, because intercession is not from your mouth. No. It's from here. If you have, you don't have, you're zero. This is the key. This is the key. A merciful heart. Not a merciful mouth. Well, it's combined together. Somebody can be merciful in his mouth, but not merciful in his heart. He has to come from your spirit to your heart, to your mouth. Number four, you must have a spirit of perseverance. Perseverance. It is a must. Ability to persevere. Willingness to persevere. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to stop until I see a change. Because it may take years. It may take months. It may take weeks. It may take hours. So if you lack perseverance, you cannot be an intercessor. You need a heavy perseverance. Another word for perseverance is endurance. You can endure. Number five, ability to forgive. You must forgive. You know, when David was an intercessor, when he go to pray, he said something, if I have sin in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. If I cannot forgive, God will not hear me. So he opened up his heart deeply to the Lord to forgive. When Jesus was teaching about prayer in Matthew 6, remember that one of the keys was forgiveness. Number 6, faith. You must have faith in your intercessory prayer. How was your prayer? Well, so-so. Excuse me? So-so. Well, we just prayed. There's no faith in your intercession. You gotta have faith. Faith. Amen. I believe God is about to bring a change. You are positive. You believe it for your intercession. When you go before the Lord and you intercede, no matter the situation, even when it is hopeless, it is impossible. It's not impossible with God. I have an attitude. Somebody says it's not possible. I say, well, it's not in my Bible, so I don't believe it. Amen. And so, if it's not in my Bible, I'm not going to believe it. When I used to get heavily involved in deliverance, the demons in Africa, they are very stubborn demons. And they will roll. The person will fall and start crying. Yak! The demon will begin to talk. I'm not going to leave this person. I'm not going. I said, okay. You are not going. I'm going to torture you. And you will plead with me to allow you to go. In those days, we used to have a lot of time. So you know what we do? So I release a fire. The demon will start to scream. Shout. I say, you will call me, sir. I'm sorry, I want to go. Plead with me. And it will start to cry. See this voice of demons. Please, I want to go. I said, today I'm going to torture you. So we'll mess around and sit back. And they will roll and roll and roll fire. So when something said no, and you know it is the will of God for you to get it, don't accept no. You can intercede and change it by the power of intercession. Number 7, you must have knowledge of the Word of God. You see, you cannot be ignorant and you want to be an intercessor. There are different kinds of intercession. There are prophetic intercession, intercession in songs, intercession with prayer in tongues, in your understanding. And then you need to have the knowledge of the Word of God to guide you. You need to know the Word of God. Sometimes when you're interceding, you need to have the Word to stand on, to prevail. Amen. So you need the knowledge of the Word. Number 8, you need uncle. Amen. You need the anointing. There is an anointing specifically for intercession. An anointing. So when you begin to intercede, if you do a dry intercession, is a bond of struggle. You know a bicycle? And there's no crease in the chain. You know there's little oil that make it easy? That's what happened. When there's no anointing. 3 hours is like 10 hours. You are boring and tired. And you sprain, you fall asleep. You get up again and continue. Because there's no anointing for intercession. But when there's an anointing for intercession, you just flow. You just love to flow. You need the anointing. It's very, very important. When you see a true call intercessor, a call intercessor, somebody's called in the same. You're going to have to share the spirit of worship with that person. Worship, worship. He loves to worship. You don't need to have an angel voice to sing. The one you have is enough. Elijah interceded for Israel. In Romans chapter 11, 2 to 4, can we read? You see, Paul was quoting Elijah, please. How he interceded for his people Israel. That God has not forsaken his people. This intercession is interceding for people or nation or cities. This is not individual intercession. You know, what I think I've discovered, there are different levels of intercession. You can be called as an intercessor to intercede for your family. That's step one. You can be called to intercede just for only your local church. You can be called to intercede just for only for your suburb, you know. And then you can be called to intercede for Taipei as a whole. You can have a grace to intercede for the nation of Taiwan. Or to intercede for the continent of Asia. Or to intercede for the world. So there are different levels, different grace. But I want to tell you that each of these intercession has different kind of challenges. That's why Elijah faced so much challenges in his life. So the higher you go, you need a different kind of grace for different capacity. The Holy Spirit interceded for us. Romans 8:26-27. Likewise, the Spirit also helped our infirmities. For we know not what to pray. But the Spirit Himself maketh intercession for our groaning which cannot be uttered. So the Holy Spirit is the best intercessor. He makes intercession for us. Look at the next page. Page 2. The Holy Spirit guide your intercession. It is number one seen as in the helper. Under help. He gives you strength. Number two. B, He quickens us. You see, you are weak. You don't have the energy. But the Holy Ghost, Say, come on. It's not your strength. It is my strength. So he come in now and strengthen us. And number two, he quicken. I mean B, quicken. We are quickened by the Holy Spirit. Because he's a quickening spirit. I love C. He inspired us. If you're not inspired by the Holy Ghost, anything you're doing for God is boring. Singing is boring. Praying is boring. Teaching is boring. Preaching is boring. Sharing is boring. Say group leading is boring. Because there's no inspiration. Somebody said, why are you always lively? I said, because I have the Holy Ghost. And that's why I'm always lively. Why don't you stand like a stone like this? And be talking. I said, because the Holy Ghost is not a stone. He's a living being. And so he inspired us. You sing under inspiration. I mean, when you have inspiration by the Holy Ghost, you can serve God with excitement. Ni hao. Hao. Kan shi tu. Pai tuo kai ko tau ka. Jesus, xie xie ni. Tuo yi. No inspiration, no life. You cannot intercede with inspiration. So you have to, when you're inspired by the Holy Ghost, you become very active. You see the zeal of God in your life. Number D, he remind us what we've been taught, what we're supposed to do. He remind us his word. He's a sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. I love them so much. The Holy Spirit so much. He's the best Holy Spirit. Number two, he leads us to pray the right prayer. Who is the guy? The Holy Spirit. Xing Li. Xing Li. Amen. So if you want to pray the right prayer, the help of the Holy Ghost. You may want to ask a question. Can I pray a wrong prayer and God still answer? Yes. Yes. I remember vividly my friend was a rich man. He wanted to expand his business. He was really rich. He owned several houses. Somebody said, go to the bank and get money. He went to the bank. The bank said no. So he called me. A few of his friends who know how to intercede. We pray. We force God's hand through intercession. I did not know so much like now. So each time we go to this man's place, are you guys really interceding, man? We must get this money. More hours. God, God. Somewhere, somehow, I felt that we were forcing God against his will. But I was not too shocked. What happened? The bank gave him the money. The man was very excited. Listen to the bad news. The man is poor. The bank came, took all the houses, all the cars. The man is left with nothing. I knew it was not the will of God for that money. you can intercede and God will grant your request, but it's not his will. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. Number two, look at. To pray the right prayer. To pray the right prayer. I thought the prayer we did was the right one. We got the money, but the man became poor. That was the wrong prayer. Let me explain that. Do you understand that? Jesus almost made that mistake. Lord, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Oh, no. Pipe, I'm sorry. That will be done. Matthew 26, remember that? What was the will of the Father? To go and die. That is when you talk about the human nature. That is where the flesh come up. Jesus said, no, I want to be in the spirit now. So if you don't have the guide, I want to explain this. I want to dwell a little bit more. We have made a wrong choice. We believe that every prayer we pray that answer is it is the will of God. No. Let's get to the Bible. King Saul. The false God hand. God said, okay. God said, no. They keep interceding. God. They went again. God said, no. They went back again and God said, no. When they forced God's hand, God said, okay. You have rejected me. Have your choice. That was not the will of God. That's why you need the Holy Spirit to guide you, to lead you in your intercession. I want to show you something very simple. Those of you that have children, your child is looking for something. Not too bad, not too good, but so-so. And the child cry, mommy. And the guy been crying for 2 hours. What do? He just want a candy. You don't want him to eat because too much of chocolate may spoil his teeth or something, but not too bad. And the child been crying for 2 hours. You say, please, give me a break. Take it now. Give me. Let me have my peace now. How many of you do that? You know what I'm saying now? That's how God is. You crying too long. Take. Give me a break. Give me a break. Just give me a break, please. Fight war. Just get out of here. Let me have my praise. Oh, you say, well, God answered the prayer. Now. It doesn't work that way sometimes. So do you see why we need the Holy Spirit? We'll be doing a conference next year called the Partnership with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is not only just to speak in tongues. It's not only to speak in tongues. It's more than that. It's not only the gift of the Spirit or the fruit. It's more than that. So he will guide you the right word. Number three, he help us to do what? To groan in the Spirit. You see the word groan? What does Chinese say, please? Kanshi. You cannot truly groan outside the help of the Holy Ghost. Let's describe a word, the groan, in the physical sense. How many of you have been in a deep pain that you are groaning inside? You know what I mean? Pain. Exactly. If you have a toothache, you know toothache?
No.
Look at the hole you cry because of a little thing like. Or you have a wound on your leg and they're, you know, you're going for master, they're drawing your leg, you are screaming. Or you have given a bed to a child before. They say push. Pain. You know what I mean by pain? I'm not good. What's going on? I have so much pain. I'm so sorry. And when the person is groaning like that, you feel so bad. But this is not a physical groaning in pain. But it's groaning in the Holy Spirit. You groan. It takes only the Holy Spirit to help you to move into groaning intercession. Number four, He revealed the unknown to us. What a privilege. Nothing I don't know. The Holy Spirit revealed them to us. What I don't understand, the Holy Spirit gave me the revelation. I'm trying to comprehend what's happening. With the help of the Holy Spirit, I have the insight. I got the revelation. I know how to pray. I know how to place my prayer. Do you know this? Presentation matters a lot. Can you give me your thing? Stop that. Please, can you lend me your pen? Manner of presentation. Do you know some people's application are rejected because they were wrongly filled? Little mistake. For the Holy Spirit gives you revelation. And the best of the best is the Holy Ghost. He is right here to guide, to help. You want to be an effective intercessor? The Holy Spirit. If you look at Shingualai, you will see a page said, making the Holy Spirit your prayer partner. Remember that? So the Holy Spirit become your prayer partner. So the unknown is revealed to you. I want to explain to you this number four. I believe in the Holy Spirit. And I love revelation. I always traveled. Because that's my calling. Like Paul, everywhere. So I went to preach. My little baby was maybe 2 years old. 2 years old about there. So I was preaching. I came home to pray. In where I was preaching, not at my home now. I had a revelation. My little daughter was in the grave. In the grave. I'm going to explain something to you so that you know why we fail and why we do not succeed. So I got up in this vision and I prayed. What are you supposed to do? You have to intercede through it. You don't just pray. So when I interceded, interceded. I had another vision. She came out and stood by the grave. I was looking at the grave. That's not victory yet. So I interceded. It was not one day, to be honest with you. I interceded. She walked away. The grave was still open. You haven't won yet. I keep interceding. The grave was covered. But she was still around there. You haven't won yet. I keep going on. Intercede. And finally, she left. And the thing started like from the very first day I arrived in the crusade ground. So I was worried. As soon as we closed the meeting the last night, I went home. I know this little girl, she loves school very much. For 7 days I was away, she was lying down for 7 days. Literally, she stopped. They have to force her and put spoon to revive her. So, as soon as I step into the house, my wife is a very quiet person. So, and people say, thank God that you have lost your first daughter. Just as I step in, I told them, hold it. I knew exactly what happened. It is not what happened here that brought that girl back to life. I had the revelation from the beginning to the end. She was lying down for 7 days. She couldn't get up. And we have such faith, did not take her to the hospital. She was home for that 7 days. You see, when you have a revelation in intercession, by the help of the Holy Ghost, you can win in every battle. So I went straight to the room. My daughter just saw me. In 7 days, she just jumped up. And I gave her a hug, and she just did me this, one, two. And then went back to bed and lie down. And was looking at me. I said, honey, don't worry, everything is over. You see, when you have a vision or a revelation, don't just pray. Intercede through. Until you've seen the victory. Amen. Now Moses interceded for Israel. God was angry with them in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 24 to 29. God wanted to destroy them. Moses now stood it. He said, God, do not destroy them. So he interceded for them. He took their place. That is a man interceding for a nation. Now let's jump now. In Acts chapter 12, 1 to 17. Acts chapter 12, 1 to 17. The church interceded for the deliverance of Peter from the prison. And I love this wonderful lady. This woman was a woman of prayer. The church that was in our house was men and women of prayer. So when Peter was arrested and put in jail, there was a constant and continuous prayer. Mary's the mother of John. That's in verse 12. And let's just read verse 12 together. Yeah. Yeah, like, yeah, 12, 12. I mean, look at verse 5. Let's read verse 5 together. You see that? Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing. That's intercession. Of the church unto God for him. Can we have intercessors in our church? Let's get back. There were two men, John and Peter. John was kept in prison. What happened to him? He was killed. Why? There was no record that there was intercession made for John. Peter was kept in prison. The church stood. Look at that verse 5. Without ceasing. That's intercession. They interceded. Lord, we refuse Peter to be killed. They interceded. Intercession releases supernatural intervention of God. There was an angelic visitation. When the jail lose a chain, open the doors, and Peter walk out of jail. Came and stood at the door, knocking on the door, boom, boom, boom. And you see, that's the power of intercession. He can bring deliverance. He can bring freedom. You just need to be determined to be an intercessor. There are two kinds of intercessors. One is the one called by God to intercede. Another group of people that love to intercede, and they train and they are developed into intercessory prayer. Remember that God is looking for someone to stand on the gap. What to avoid in intercession? If you're going to be an effective intercessor, number one, unforgiveness spirit. Try to forgive. No matter how deeply the problem may look like. But remember that Jesus said, if you don't forgive, you also cannot be forgiven and your prayer cannot be answered. Number two, the spirit of fear. You cannot be an effective intercessor if you're a fearful person. I'm so afraid. So scared. You fear, get out! God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and sound mind. Number three, unbelief. Unbelief. You can avoid unbelief. In fact, any kinds of prayer you are praying, when there is unbelief, your prayer cannot be answered. Number four, impatience. That's what happened to Sarah. Our Lord, I'm getting too old now. And she went and brought a guy and had a baby. And look at the problem. Impatience. Impatience, you're going to take a wrong decision. But I want to tell you something about patience and impatience. When God discovers that you don't have patience, it's going to cause delay. Something that will take 5 days, it will take 5 months. If you refuse to learn, God will extend it to 5 years. Then you have no choice to exercise patience. And if you refuse to do it, God will times five, become 25 years. Until you have patience. So you have to learn how to exercise patience. If you don't have patience, you cannot be an effective intercessor. Number five, negative confession. Can we intercede for my father? My uncle is in the hospital. The doctor says he's not going to live. Well, if the doctor says he's not going to live, let's believe that if he die, well, maybe it's the will of God. Negative confession. 12 men went to spy the land. And they came back. 10 said, no, we are not able. We are like grasshoppers. Negative confession. And 2 men say, we are well, ever, let's go. If you are not positive in your confession, you cannot be a very good intercessor, to be honest. Because it is with your mouth you use to intercede. And your heart, so you must be positive. The next thing an intercessor must guard against: false prophecy, false vision, false dreams. Because a lot of people have been deceived by false dreams and false prophecies and visions. Don't be deceived. Visions. Many people have had so many stupid visions. When I visited America, I had all kinds of crazy visions. Oh. The Lord said I should divorce my wife. The Lord has shown me another wife. What a vision. What a voice. The Lord says I should not pay my tithe. Eh? Which God? Which God? From where? So you have to know the kind of vision. I always, when I'm teaching about the gift of the Spirit, I always tell a story about this girl. That was eyeing to marry this young man. And then she tried, it was not working. So she always tried to sit by this young man. So everybody was praying the Holy Ghost. And she just did that. Just said the Lord, you're my wife. And the man was very, very smart guy. The guy, just said the Lord, you're not my wife. What a prophecy. Is that from God? That's not from God. So a lot of people say, intercessor will come and say, I saw this. God showed me this. I saw this. What did you see? So you must avoid, you must guide against. I believe in vision. It is from God. Amen. I believe in revelation. I believe in prophecy. But make sure it's from God. Oh. Amen.
Seven, anger. You must avoid anger.
第七,
there are different kind of anger.
愤怒也有不同种类啊,
this holy anger.
有种是圣,
like that there caused that guy.
My good. 那个就是神圣的愤怒。
So that's how the Spirit of God will come upon you like a lion. You are angry with the devil. You feel like seeing the devil and kill him. You want to kill the devil. How many of you feel like that sometimes? How the devil has put people in bondage. You see people are suffering. You get so angry, feel like you can see the devil and kill the devil. That's an holy anger. Jesus went to the temple. And they were busy changing money. Selling dope. Get out of here. My house should be called a house of keto. But it's not a house of selling and buying and exchanging dove and all that. You know why? That was only anger. Why should you take the church on a Sabbath day? Instead to come and pray and hear the word, you are doing something else. You threw your table away. Number eight, bitterness. Bitterness. You must avoid bitterness. Bitterness. An intercessor should be someone that have a very simple heart. Somebody can provoke you. You get angry, but life continues. Is that okay? You can shout at somebody. Sit up. Be a good girl. Be a good boy. But we are still friends. I love children so much. Begin to watch children. The children will fight. And then after 5 minutes, they are friends. That's what Jesus said, we should have a heart like children. Amen. God is looking for people that will stand in the gap for the churches. Are you there? Families, communities, cities, countries, and all nations. You can make up your mind today to become an effective intercessor. If we want to see the true revival taking place, we need an anointing for intercession. We need to have interest for the anointing. We need to open up to the Holy Spirit. And say, Holy Spirit, say, Holy Spirit, I am available. Take over and use me. I was not born an intercessor. Anybody that was born a Christian here? Was born a Christian. I was not born a Christian. Everybody that was born under a woman, unless you came from heaven like I came from. We were born in sin, the Bible says. Nobody forced me to pray. I choose to begin to learn how to pray.
我选择学习祷告。
From microwave.
从本来是微波炉很短的时间。
And I keep climbing.
我就不断的爬，
To a praying man.
成为一个祷告的人。
And then we run a 24/7 prayer center.
一直到现在，我们有二十四小时不停祷告的祷告中心。
So it's easy.
那现在这样子看来是祷告很简单。
You can change your destiny to the right one if the enemy has manipulated over your destiny through the power of intercession.
若仇敌把你的归宿、你的命运搞坏了，但是你可以透过代祷把你的命定全部再调整到正确的轨道上。
You can become very successful through the power of intercession.
你可以透过代祷的力量成为非常成功的人。
So we are going to pray.
因此我们要来祷告。
你们收听的是葡萄树传媒 ymedia.org。